This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. A debt ceiling deal has been reached by U.S. President Joe Biden and the Republican Party. Now Congress must approve it to prevent a potentially disastrous U.S. default. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Negotiators agreed to some Republican demands for increased work requirements for food stamp recipients, but stopped short of greater spending cuts overall that Republicans wanted. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy calls it an agreement in principle worthy of the American people.
It has historic reductions in spending, consequential reforms that will lift people out of poverty into the workforce, rein in government overreach. There are no new taxes, no new government programs.
In a statement, President Biden says the agreement represents a compromise, which means not everyone gets what they want. Support from both parties will be needed to win congressional approval before a projected June 5th government default. I'm Julie Walker.
After a sleepless night due to Russian drone attacks, residents of the Ukrainian capital marked Kyiv Day, the city's birthday. The Ukrainian military, equipped with improved Western-supplied air defense systems, successfully intercepted and destroyed at least 40 drones launched by Russia. However, Kyiv's mayor said falling debris killed one man and injured a woman. The attacks came on Kyiv Day, celebrated on the last Sunday of May every year, to mark the city's founding 1,541 years ago. They did not affect the resolve of residents.
I think we don't have any right to cry or to give up, because if we will give up, then what is the reason for our defenders to stay there? I think we should be strong in order to support them.
The drone is it's like the usual, like a morning coffee and night drone attacks.